play them on the air and make you famous. All right, on with the show. Our next guest, what can I say? He's a real G. This guy makes movies. What a cool job, huh? His previous film, Let's Be Frank, was a big hit, and now he's teaming up with one of the world's most famous female surfers. Daddy Cruz was telling you all about her, and he's made a movie about the four-time world champion Carissa Moore. So we got to catch up with Peter while he's in isolation in the UK to find out what's going on over there, why change into movie making. I asked him about the surfing band because I knew Daddy Cruz was dying to hear a pro like him weigh in on it. So a new friend of our show I'd like to introduce you to, the one and only Peter Hamblin. Morning, Pete. Welcome to the show. Thanks for waking up so early to join us. We believe you're in the UK. And just to set the scene before we get down and dirty, what's outside your window? Perhaps you could paint a bit of a picture for us. What's happening in the UK there on your side this morning, sir?
Jeez, well, directly outside my window is just other houses because I live in London and we all live on top of each other. At the moment, it's actually very sunny. The weather's changing. It's looking good. People are out and about. Life's pretty good over here. It's not bad.
How has the lockdown been your side? Have people been adhering to the restrictions that Boris Johnson's put in place? What's the situation like?
I think it's pretty good. I think initially when we rocked up, we'd just come back from a snow trip and London was literally the epicenter for COVID. And I think recently has actually dropped down to London being the least infectious part of the UK because people really are kind of sticking to the guidance that we're supposed to be doing from a social distancing perspective. Yeah, they've been pretty good. I think now with the warm weather, you see a lot more people out and about, which is a bit slightly concerning, but I don't know. Yeah, it seems pretty solid at the moment, and we're hopeful that it's all going to sort itself out.
I'm sure you would have seen on Facebook, social media, back home in South Africa, a lot of surfers here in SA complaining about the lockdown laws, you know, not being able to get out, get on their boards and have a surf. What are your thoughts on that?
I think from a surfing perspective, I think when you're out there, I don't think that should be too much of a concern, but I think it's the correct thing to do because people get into the beaches, the car parks, everything gets very, very congested. How do you break that up? Like, do you allow people that live close to the beach to go surfing? Do people travel to surf? So I think the best thing to do was to put that ban on. I'm kind of like super OCD as well. So I'm like, man, everyone should just stay safe during this period and then hopefully we can get back to normal as quick as possible.
Well said. Why make surfing movies? I know you yourself are a surfer, but you worked in the advertising industry. So what was the decision to start making movies about surfers?
I think, to be fair, I've always just had a love for surf. And I grew up in Umhlanga and Umhlali Beach. It's almost like your studio is right there.
Right.
Making films in itself is a costly affair. It's an absolute constant hustle. The surfing world was just so, it was achievable. It was right in front of me. And the stories were right there. So the people that I wanted to tell stories about were friends and colleagues and people I knew. It's never been, my desire has never been just to make surf films. And it is constantly just trying to move into the world of scripted fiction. In many ways, the surfing, surf films have been a stepping stone for me to learn a lot about the filmmaking process. And it's super challenging as well because you're not dealing with actors, you're dealing with raw talent. Trying to make that platform really exciting and different is a challenge in itself, which is exciting. So I kind of stumbled into it in that regard. And it's quite funny, I made my first surf film, which was called Let's Be Frank. After that, I was like, I want to go beyond this surf platform. The funny thing is 2 years later, I was missing it and I wanted to get back into it. And that's where we came around with this latest project called Risk. So it's actually just a beautiful world to be in and to make films if you can nail it, really.
Ha, jealous down. That is the voice of a super cool guy, a filmmaker, Peter Hamblin, chatting about his new film with the legendary Carissa Moore. And I'll bring you part two of that interesting chat in a few moments. But first, Sanele Patelwa, Young Boomerang. What's happening, Cookie?
Let's